welcome to season two of Young Valley Leaders, where we feature the upcoming movers and shakers in our backyard, making a difference for themselves and our community. I'm Lewis Holzman, and today I'm here with Tatiana Moreno.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining and taking the time out of your busy day. You know, get into it a little bit, but as a small business owner, running a family back at home, there's not a lot of spare time in the day, I imagine. So really yeah. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hearing your story. You know, we met a year, 2 years ago, roughly.
Yeah, I think we established it was more like a year and a half ago. Yeah, time flies.
Time really does fly. Met through your business. I'm a customer of yours, Valley Meal Prep, located at 9th and between Hamilton and Walnut in Allentown. And it's pretty incredible the niche that you're filling there. And I want to hear about your story about how you got to that point, but also where it's going from here and what it's like. You know, being a small business owner, and also it's an area that, I don't know, maybe you'll tell me, I don't know if there's any other like local meal prep places around in the same way that you're doing it at least.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to digging in there, but from the start, from the top, from the bottom, you know, Allentown native, I believe.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Been here my whole life. I've never lived anywhere else.
Okay. Fantastic. So you have a lot of different experiences and you've seen how the area has grown, not just Allentown, but the Lehigh Valley at large, hailing from the east side as a Husky, but now serving across the Lehigh Valley, literally serving from a food standpoint, but also just in the community that you've been able to build.
Right.
So lots of different people, and you're very much part of that growth. Not only within your own business, but then how that expands upon into other businesses that you get integrated with. So, again, thank you for being here today, and let's dig in.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so, like, talk to me about how it all started. Like, let's talk about the business at first. Like, did we always know we want to be a business owner, and, like, did we know that was going to be restaurant and food, or did that just kind of, like, happen to be?
It just happened to be. Okay. Like, truly, like, thinking about, like, where we started, if someone told me, like, we would be here today, I would be like, there's no way. I've never, like, saw myself as, like, a business-savvy person. I never saw myself as, like, someone to start a business. Like, I'm first generation. My parents were not born here.
Awesome.
So
fantastic. Where are your parents from?
My father was born in Ecuador, and my mom is from Guyana.
Okay.
Awesome. So a long way.
Yeah, for sure. It's perseverance in its own right.
Yeah, I mean, so it is crazy to think that, like, neither one of them were born here, literally first generation, and, like, started something very organically, started something without, like, any handouts or, like, huge inheritance, and, like, turned it into, you know, where we are today. But, yeah, I used to cook for people at the gym. It started off with, like, 5-10 people, and then I kind of saw, like, traction. I saw, like, a pickup. Kind of, like, dawned on me, like, okay, this could be a thing. Like, I remember telling myself I'd be happy with 20 customers. I'd be like, oh, I'll be set with 20 customers. Like,
where are you at roughly now?
We're, like, at 130 throughout the Lehigh Valley.
Significant.
Yeah, it's increase. Definitely much more than I had ever thought. But, yeah, like, I mean, you know how we are. Like, I really love us being a small business. You know, we get people all the time that, like, get a location in Bethlehem, get a location in Easton, or go to Philadelphia. And it's, like, that all sounds great, but I truly value us being in the Lehigh Valley, and I value us being able to, like, be so hands-on. And, you know, you mentioned, like, having to run my household. Like, I appreciate the balance of being able to run my household and to be present with my kids and still operate the business at the level that it is operating at.
Sure.
So, yeah, I started just very small, very organic, and then, again, it just picked up, and I was pretty naive and oblivious.
Like, friends, like, at the gym? Like, people you kind of, like, got to know at the gym over there? And they just, like...
Yeah, and like, it was just,
yo, what are you
I think I started
that smells
to make,
good. Like, yeah. Like, how did that go even come
I
together?
Think I started to, like, create somewhat of, like, a food presence online, too. Like,
okay.
I was definitely one of those first people taking pictures of, like, all of the things that I ate, you know, like, going to all the new restaurants in downtown and, like, around here in Bethlehem and Easton.
So a little bit of a foodie influence start.
Definitely. So I think I had my foot more in, like, that door, and then it just so happened, like, I was cooking, so I was posting videos of cooking, so kind of just, like, all tied together, and... Now we're here.
and if memory serves me correctly, it didn't necessarily start as meal prep, right?
Right. So when I first met my husband now, he had opened a cafe. So it was Edie's Eatery.
Okay.
In the same location that we are currently.
Okay.
So it was a cafe. When I first met him, I literally was not thinking, like, oh, I'm going to be a part of this. Or I still was not thinking, oh, I want to have a restaurant. It was kind of like, okay, I you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I had wrote the restaurant reviews for the morning call at the time as well. So that was fun. Again, I had influence in food. So I was meeting people that way. So yeah, it started as a cafe, and then we kind of just saw, like, anyone who's ever ran like a restaurant or small cafe like that knows the turnover is extremely hard.
Sure.
So we kind of like went to the drawing table and we're like, what do we not like about running a cafe? How can we fix that? And then it kind of all just like that time blended together when I was doing meal prep for certain people and like realizing that running a cafe was just a lot harder than we thought. They just swapped. Yeah. It kind of was like, okay, meal prep is now going to take the place of the cafe. We just saw it pick up. Like, I would have people come to the cafe to pick up meal prep. And I'd be like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm giving more meals to, like, meal prep customers than to actual people coming in for, like, coffee and pastry. So, again, it kind of just, like, organically swapped. And we just transitioned into just doing meal prep full time.
The organic component of that is probably what makes it so natural and, like, yeah, to be a good fit, because it wasn't something you had to, like, overextend to try to make happen.
Yeah, it was kind of like, we're here, just pivot the business, but it still wasn't that huge. It was kind of like, okay, I'm already doing this. Now we just have to do it on like a larger scale. So
I know, but break it down for people that might be listening, like even at the most simplest level, like what is meal prep? But
yeah,
then like, what is Valley Meal Prep is business, and what do you guys do? What do you guys offer? I mean, some people on like a broader national brand, they may see like advertisements for like Factor or something right, like that. So like what is your business, and like kind of what's the value to that versus something like that you might buy in a grocery store?
Yeah, I think a lot of times I do describe it as like we are a local HelloFresh, or we are a local place like that. We do meal prep, and meal prep is basically having all of your meals prepared. We do all of the cooking. Nothing is left for you to cook or to prepare. It's all ready made. We do lunches, we do dinners, we have different plans. We have a low-calorie plan, we have a bulk plan, we have a keto plan. We have a lot of customers that are, like, very serious about what they eat, that need to hit certain macros that don't necessarily fit in our already established plans. So we offer something called Prep by the Pound, which is kind of like you get your own proteins, you get your own vegetables, your own starches, and you just build out your own meals.
Mm.
I think we see a lot of success with that because there's a huge market for people who, they might even just be picky. It might not even be like a macro thing. It might kind of be like, hey, I just want rice, chicken, and broccoli all the time. And it's, you don't want to cook that with already prepared. But yeah, it kind of just takes the guesswork out of cooking. You know, whether you don't want to cook, whether you don't have time to cook, whether you just want a little bit of help here and there. You know, we have some people who enjoy going home at the end of the day to make dinner, but they don't want to make lunch. So it's, you can get just lunch or you can get just dinner. We really do offer so many things. Again, I'm sure you know, we switch up the flavors. We try to rotate the menus all the time. We do seasonal stuff. We do soups when it's cold. We really try to just... Thank you. I love doing the soups. We have people already asking us when soup is coming back. I'm like, it was 90 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though I eat soup all the time. But yeah, I think being local and like we deliver 3 times a week, so you're not getting all of your meals at once that are just like sitting in the fridge for the week.
So it's like cooked through the week and like fresh, not frozen type of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. We don't have a freezer. We don't have a microwave. Literally everything is made fresh and you're getting it within a day or two of it being made and then you're having it within a day. So we just try to keep it as fresh and like rotating as possible.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. It's certainly worked out for me, big advocate. but it's unique because I might just not be aware, but I don't know anyone else in the Valley that's doing that specifically. Like, there might be some components or some offshoots, but as far as like that being like the core business model,
right?
Again, there's like some national brands, HelloFresh, whatever, that is in a similar type of light from a food and meal prep standpoint, but local, fresh, not frozen here in your community. It seems like you've hit a pretty unique place in the market.
Yeah, yeah, I think we got in definitely at the right time.
I'm just going to put a guesstimate here, but from where you are now today to before you were even thinking about running a business, you now have a husband, and you mentioned kids, so also family. So all that has happened in the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
On top of running a business that you didn't even think that that's what your path would be.
Right.
Like, looking back 10, 15, maybe even 20 years ago, like, what do you tell young Tatiana? Like,
say, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay.
You have to, like, learn to roll with the punches. I think nothing is going to go as planned. Like, we've had so many speed bumps. We've had so many times where I'm like, how are we going to get past this? Or, like, you know, COVID. We went through COVID. Something like that was, like, crazy for so many people, especially the restaurant industry. So that was nuts. So I was like, okay, do we pack this all up? Like, this was fun while it lasted, but we had to roll with the punches. You know, I got pregnant with my oldest son. I was still in the kitchen. I was cooking until I was 9 months pregnant.
Wow.
Like that again, I had to just learn to be like, okay, like at the end of the day, this is your business. Get comfortable being a little uncomfortable and make it work. I feel like I used to be super uncomfortable, like most people are, with, you know, something not being like exact. Me not really knowing what was going to come out of something. And I think just learning to roll with the punches and, you know, not needing such a black and white, you know, situation. I think that I would tell younger me that.
Okay.
I think if I learned that earlier, I would have been a little better off.
Well, trailing on that thought, whether it's you yourself or even your business at large, like, how do you guys handle adversity? Because, I mean, you said if so many punches that you have to roll with. Is it a certain type of practice, or is there like protocol in place, or is it kind of just situational as it comes up?
Yeah, honestly, it's situational. I feel like every obstacle that we've had has been so different, but it still takes like the same amount of just like willpower at the end of the day to kind of just keep it moving.
Not every obstacle like turns out like a pot of gold after you defeat it, but
right,
largely. Likely looking back at a lot of those obstacles, it's like you wouldn't have been where you are today or who you are as a person or the business without it. Like, you, people who see some certain levels of success need to go through those speed bumps to be able to like get to that pot of gold, if you will.
Yeah. And the pot of gold looks different for everybody.
Oh, so. For sure. I don't literally mean money.
But, no, of course. What's like, what looks like success for, is so different for everybody. So yeah, you are not wrong.
On that similar thought bubble, what does success mean to you? But then I want to tie that into what community means to you.
Honestly, success, like, again, I have kids. I know that I have to, like, sit back sometimes, and I feel so grateful that I can, like, take my kids to school. No one's rushing me to work. Like, the minute that I realize, like, oh, I can drop my kids off at school. I can go to work.
Except for me when I'm calling you before hours.
But like, that's okay. Hey, you're the only one that does that. I know you're there. But, yeah, I mean, like, that is success to me. You know what I mean? I again, sit back sometimes, like, and I'm an extremely humble person, but I sit back and I'm like, wow, like, you know, this little idea turned into this business that has allowed me to live, like, a very comfortable life with my kids, give them everything that they want and deserve. I could be a present mom. I can be a good business owner. I could be a good boss. You know, I'm also always there. Like, you know that. So yeah. I'm not
you
just
have employees,
like a distant
but you are
boss.
There also.
Yeah. Sure. And again, that's something I take pride in. Yeah. Like, I take pride in at any given moment. If I need to drive, I'll drive. If I need to do the pickup hours, I'll do the pickup hours. If I need to cook, I'll cook. If I need to assemble, like, I take a lot of pride in that. But yeah, and then community is just being connected. Again, I grew up here, so I feel such a strong sense of community here. You know, I know people from all over the Lehigh Valley, and then now knowing, like, I'm feeding people throughout the Lehigh Valley. You know, we don't see most of our customers because most of our customers are actually on delivery, but it's fun to, like, bump into people every once in a while. They see our car. Like, my car is wrapped with our logo. So they're nice. Like, oh, I get Valley Prep. And I'm like, oh, like, that's always such a good feeling. Because it's
oh,
just,
who are you?
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah.
And then I know, like, their allergies. I know their address. I know all this stuff about them, but I don't actually know them.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's just nice to know that, like, I can be a part of the community that raised me. You know, I think I'm doing something positive as well by, you know, helping people live a little bit healthier. So, yeah, community is just being connected. And again, I love it. I grew up so diverse, and I grew up, like, I myself am diverse, so it's just been great to, like, be a part of something, like, bigger. I feel like, again, we watched Allentown change so much, and, you know, I used to drive down the street that my restaurant's on, and never in a million years when I was, like, 7 years old driving, like, down 9th Street would I think, oh, like, I'll have a restaurant in that little building one day. Yeah. Like, never. So it's cool. It's definitely cool. And I honestly never want to leave the Lehigh Valley. I think I'm raising my kids here. I have my business here. Like, my family is here. My parents are here. I'm super close to my family. So, like, I just have no urge to leave here. I never did.
It's got everything that you need.
Yeah. It's changing, too. So I feel like throughout time, like, we're just going to have more and more.
We will, and as we grow older, we continue to evolve and change too. So it's fun to be in a place that continues to evolve and change as we grow and change as well, because our needs adapt and evolve as we get older. So we're going to dive a little bit more into that in the second session here, but for right now, we're going to take a quick break. Louis Holzman here with Tatiana Moreno, and we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we are back here, Louis, with Tatiana. We're talking Young Valley Leaders. We're talking food. We're talking Valley Meal Prep. We're talking Allentown. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Lehigh Valley changing at a pace that may be uncomfortable for some people, but is frankly really enjoyable for at least a good bulk of us as we're leading our lives here in business, here in family, here in making an impact on our community and with our community, which is, I think, most important. Someone on the show previously said community, common unity. And you bring that together. I was like, I really love that. Something that you've brought up now with your family being here, your business here, everything that you would desire is here. And so when you think about what community means to you and the changes that are happening here, what kind of impact do you hope for in some of those changes? Maybe it's not you directly making it, but being a part of that here as we continue to grow and thrive. And, you know, we're evolved as adults now from our 7-year-old driving down 9th Street. You have some ideas about, like, how can we place make and change this and make it a place for our kids that they have everything they want, they need, and desire, but they want to continue to be here as well, too.
Yeah.
Which is the thing of the changing dynamic. People do want to be here. They do want to stay here. When we were growing up and, in high school, a lot of people didn't want to. They left. Mm-hmm. And you find some of those people coming back now, too. So, would love any narrative or thoughts from you about what you hope to see from the Valley at large here over the next 5, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, plans to be here. I think we're, on a great path, honestly. Again, I think we have so many, even just something like restaurants, so many restaurants. We have so many people moving here from, out of state. I think we're really on the right path. And again, I think, as far as what you mentioned, what I think my impact could be, I enjoy being, an example of, you can do this. You know, I didn't grow up with people really giving me an example of, you can go on and own a business. I think for a really long time, I thought that's not really for me. You know, you go to high school and you're like, okay, I should go to 4-year college. I should do X, Y, and Z. And then if it doesn't feel right, you don't have to do that. You know, and I don't think you need to feel bad for that not happening.
Trusting your gut and your intuition of what feels right somehow is so important, but also so disregarded.
Right. And especially when you're 17, 18 years old, fresh out of high school, your intuition might not be the best, but kind of going back to what I said in the beginning, learning to trust yourself and being uncomfortable in certain situations. I didn't always know what I wanted to do. I just was kind of okay, let's keep going. La-di-da, you're 17, 18, 19 years old.
I still don't know what I want to do.
Same. Who knows? But yeah, I think we are, honestly, on a great path. And I hope my kids never want to leave either. You know, I hope that they're not bye, Mom. Out of high school, I want them to be here forever. But I think, just keep being an example of all the things that can come from here. You know, I think you can have it all here. You know, it's you mentioned earlier, people that moved away in high school or couldn't wait to go to college, out of state. I was never that person. Again, I always felt just everything is here.
Yeah.
I don't know everybody had the same experience.
Sure. I mean, part of it is some of the great things we do get from people that leave and then come back and the experiences that they bring.
Yeah.
Or were never from here and then find their way here. It's all part of what makes this place continue to grow and compound on itself. But thinking about being here and all the stuff that is to do here, as we sit here recording this, we have Music Fest, a few blocks away from our station. But outside of that, or unless you want to dive deeper into Music Fest at all, what do you do for fun in the Valley? Or what do you like to do in around here? You can, whether it's a specific activity or a place that you want to shout out, what's some hidden gems?
Damn. So it's having two small kids. I do a lot of kid stuff. So I love like the Da Vinci Center. We love the zoo.
Shout out Da Vinci Center. Shout out Lehigh Valley Zoo.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of these places for kids have found ways to like include parents and make it exciting for parents too. You know, like the zoo is always having something for like parents to also go. I mean, it's also always fun to watch your kid have fun, but it's nice to like tie it into like adults also having fun.
It's not monotonous for you to be there too.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a lot of places have done that. I like Rising River Brewery. It's also a cool little spot.
Nice.
You bring the kids. They just play, like, in the creek. They meet other kids that are there, and the parents just have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
I live out in Orfield, so we have a lot of wineries by us. Okay. And we love a good winery.
Cool.
Again, there's a lot of wineries that have, like, food trucks. Clover Hill Winery, they actually do family Thursday nights, like, family nights on Thursday. Yes, nice. It's a different food truck all the time.
It's kind of the opposite where the kids' places are incorporating for the adults. It's like the breweries and wineries incorporating to be, you know, kid friendly for the family.
No, it's fun. I'm like Wonderlust in Easton. That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah,
it's fun. And like I said, again, having little kids, most of my time is taken up by my kids. But usually just eating. I love to go out, try new places, eat. We have so many different types of food here, which, again, I love. Like, all throughout the Lehigh Valley, there's tons of places. New places, old places. I love discovering a place that has been open for a while, and I'm like, how did I not know this?
Right.
Like, that's always fun for me. But, going out to eat, doing some fun stuff with the kids.
Nice. Yeah, and you mentioned a handful of times in a variety of ways just how you really appreciate the flexibility in your life between work and play, but just how active you are as a business owner, but also as a mother, probably most importantly, and running the household. How do you strike, whether it's balance between those or integration in and of itself completely, like any healthy habits that you kind of live by with that at large or just interpersonally within you that kind of keeps things central and tight and moving?
I would say I'm very good at, like, boundaries. I'm very good at being, like, work is work and then home is home. Because, again, my husband is my business partner.
Okay.
So it's very easy to kind of, like, carry work over into home. Sure, and then it all just is, like, one big blur.
Yeah.
We both do a really good job, though, at, like, okay, work is work. You know, if things are good, things are good. If they're bad, we leave it at work. And I'm very good with boundaries. Again, people are all the time like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you can expand here, you can expand there. Like, again, a boundary for me is like, if something becomes too stressful or if something seems like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, take a lot of time away from my kids, from my small kids. I think it's emphasis on the fact that they're so small. Like, once they're both in school, I think I'll be more willing to, you know, do more, expand more, do like the stuff that...
You'll just have more time that they're doing their thing and now you have more time to yourself again.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is like a blip of my life and their life where they're going to only be this small right now. So I don't even look at it like giving up the time for them. It's just like, that's my priority.
Sure.
And because I am good at making that boundary and kind of being like that they are the top priority, it is easy to, you know, again, blend everything together. But I think I just can leave both of them separate. And they know that. My kids come to work with me sometimes. It's like, no one's stopping me from you coming, so let's go.
That's the beauty of growing up in a small business, too, in a family business, because, like, that's the type you mentioned, like, when you were growing up, you didn't have an experience that you, like, or people around you, they're like, oh, yeah, you could go. Like, that's just normal for them.
Yeah.
Is that mom and dad run a business. Like, they have this, and this is what this is. And, like, they'll be getting that experience there. Entirety of their life in some regard, you know. And so it's cool to be able to pass that on and evolve that experience from what your childhood was.
Right. I would just say you know, knowing what is like worth my time right now and what is not worth my time, because if I overwork myself, then it leads into me not being the best like happy present mom that I can be. So I do know where my limits are. Mm-hmm. That helps. So.
Yeah, that's big time. Whether it's knowing your limits and knowing where to spend your time, whether it's from a family and kids standpoint or just other energies with people and organizations you're involved in, is so critical, because there's a ton of noise out there and there's always something you could be doing or societal pressures of how that should look or go to that place. And if you just listen to all those, you'll end up kind of going nowhere and being lost of who you really are.
True. Very true.
Any projects or travels or initiatives or anything like personally, professionally, you want to talk about or share?
So I am in the process of becoming a certified perinatal nutritionist.
Cool.
That's fun.
What is that?
It's basically like nutrition for women during pregnancy and after. So okay. It's just all of the nutrition and the care. You know, there's something both times that I was pregnant, I kind of had to teach myself. There is like a major lack in like your traditional pregnancy appointments. There's very little like nutritional support. You know, they don't give you as much information as you would think that you would get, you know, being pregnant. So I did a lot of like research. I did a lot of like teaching myself throughout both pregnancies. Like, okay, first trimester, you're supposed to eat this. Second trimester, you're supposed to eat this. Or just calorie intake, like you're growing a whole entire child, a human. So like your needs change. Your body changes. You know, yeah. After giving birth, you breastfeed. Your nutritional needs change again. So again, I've always been into, you know, nutrition. So becoming a mom and going through that twice was very like eye-opening to me, the lack of actual support while you're pregnant and post. So I was like, you know what, this is something I would love to like help other women with. You know, I already have, I guess, like the food stuff under my belt, and like I already have a valid business to be like, hey, like I already do this, but now I have a little bit more expertise and a little bit more knowledge to help moms. You know, it's, there really is just a major lack. So I'm very excited to be like a little puzzle piece. I feel like it's comforting for a lot of moms. Again, I no one was telling me. Everyone's just like, eat for two. Yeah. Like, that's not quite how that works.
Fried chicken every night.
I did eat a lot of fried chicken when I was pregnant. But you still balance. I always joke and say my oldest son is a quarter fried chicken because I ate so much fried chicken when I was pregnant with him.
That's crazy. That's incredible.
But yeah, it's that's exciting. I'm excited to finish that.
Congratulations. When does that come to a close?
So I have until the end of the year to do it, but I'm looking to finish around October, November, and then hopefully for the new year, like launch it fully and offer like a plan specifically for that just support. Yeah, I want to offer, aside from like offering the food, I really want to like offer like the knowledge. To like sit down. Every woman is different. Every woman experiences different, you know, challenges throughout pregnancy. So it's something that I really wanted to be like equipped with knowledge before I'm like offering any type of help to any other parent.
Sure. So you equip yourself with knowledge, you can kind of help with the knowledge piece. And then from a plan standpoint, because it's going to be individual for each person, right? Correct. So it's more so kind of help like maybe guiding them on what is good for them in those ways.
Right.
And whether it's then helping them with the food or maybe it's the bulk side and they prepare it, so you can kind of figure out what that looks like.
Yep.
But again, interesting, like it's a very specific niche that is complementary to what you're already working in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I certainly don't know anything about that or anywhere else that's in the Valley that's helping to provide that type of service. So it seems like that fits really nicely with what you're already doing, but what you're passionate about.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. Again, it's throughout having the business, it's like obviously becoming a parent has been such a huge part of that. So it's great for me to like tie it together.
Yeah.
And I think a part of me being able to like keep going with the business and like being happy with the business is me doing things that like fill my cup. And it's not all about like, oh, how much money can we make? Or, you know, this opportunity, that opportunity. A big part of it is like, how can I fill my cup? How is this rewarding to me past just like, you know, profits? It's something that feels good. And I honestly cannot wait to help people. It's so exciting. Any of my friends that are pregnant, I'm like, I can tell you what to do. It's fun.
Your friends are certainly lucky to have you, as the rest of us here in the Valley are as well. Thank you for coming on today and sharing your story. We are getting pretty close to time, but I did want to finish out with two things. One, how can people find you? And then two, any final advice, words of strength, encouragement for upcoming leaders that may be listening in?
Ooh, okay. So I'll start with words of encouragement. I would say you can have it all. I think that there is, again, all is different for everybody, but you can have it all. I think if somebody wants something, you can have a successful career. You can be a present parent. You can be happy doing both. I think that's like something I wish, again, more people told me. Like, you don't need to pick or choose. You don't need to pick being like a great parent and then giving up a career, or having a great career and not being able to like be a good parent. You could do both. And I think more people need to hear that.
Yeah.
And as far as where you can find me, we are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are on everything. Instagram is valleyprep_meal_prep. On Facebook, it's just Valley Prep Meal Prep. We are not on like Twitter or anything else. We're not on TikTok yet. I'm not that hip to be on TikTok, but we're definitely on Instagram. Instagram, we're the most active. And then our regular website where you can check out our plans is valleyprep.net.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Tatiana, thank you so much for taking the time coming in with us here today. Get uncomfortable being uncomfortable. You can do it all. and make sure you do stuff that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Being authentically you.
Fill your cup.
That about does it here for episode 32. Thank you again for taking the time, sharing a little bit more about your business, your ideas of the community here, the food world, but also some of the components that aren't right in front of our faces. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Lastly here, thank you to WDIY and the team here, Seamus, James, Neil, Margaret, George, Matt, always in studio, bringing this to life on camera and screen here. Couldn't do it without you. Public radio and public media at large is so, so important, and to be able to share our stories here and to be able to have resources to be able to bring this to life. With that said here, Louis Holzman, Tatiana Moreno, Young Valley Leaders, episode 32. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Over and out.